You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. When it comes to rolling out 5G, there are a lot of moving parts. At the heart of the story sits Qualcomm. The company makes wireless chips for your phone and develops and licenses other technology in the wireless industry. And it's been pushing 5G hard, like future of the business hard. But there are aspects of the 5G rollout Qualcomm can't control, like how long it takes infrastructure to make it into every neighborhood in the country. The company is also the subject of an FTC investigation over whether it abused its monopoly position in 4G technology to charge too much for licensing. It actually settled a long-running lawsuit with Apple over the same thing last April. Cristiano Amon is the president of Qualcomm, and we spoke about all of this at CES in Las Vegas, starting with the promise of 5G.
It basically is you bring the computational power of the cloud, all of the data that exists in the cloud, to any device. And one of the things we said in the very beginning of this 5G transition, in the 5G era, AI will develop side by side with 5G. Just because you connect to the cloud, you have a lot of data, you can apply machine learning to all that data.
5G is also a technology that I think we've been waiting for, right? We've been talking about the promise for a long time, consumers being consumers, people are getting impatient. At what point do you think people are going to get frustrated or they're going to say, this is all hype and no reality?
I agree. Those things take time. For you to have all of those benefits of the technology, you have to have coverage. Infrastructure needs to be built. There is no free lunch. Unless you have coverage, you're not going to get there. We have a couple things that we're dealing with as an industry. First, if you look at in the United States, one of the number one obstacles when you talk to operators, it's actually ability to get new sites up. And they're working with municipalities one at a time. China, for example, have identified 1 million sites for 5G until the end of 2020.
It also sounds like 5G deployment is really important to your long-term business success. I mean, is there any world, I can just hear the open source community saying, like, listen, you could potentially make some of this available for everybody to build on to accelerate the ecosystem.
Well, that's what we do. If you are an automaker or if you are an industrial company, and let's say you're Bosch and you're making manufacturing robots and you want to add 5G, you have to build an engineering capability of a Samsung or Apple to be able to deal with this. And what Qualcomm offers is we provide you a license, we provide you a chipset, we provide you a reference design, we provide you software that you can easily add cellular to your robots, to your industrial machine, to your car. And if you don't have a model that is horizontal and creates ecosystem, you actually prevent all of those other industries to get access to cellular. They have to build a cellular or phone company to be able to do it. And that is why we think 5G, we're going to see an expansion of the licensing model, not the other direction.
Cristiano Amon is the president of Qualcomm. We spoke at CES in Las Vegas. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.